A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chav Zayin, Megillah 27a, pagination 53. We're going to start with a question of the Gemara, which is into the wide lines, five lines counting down from the small lines. Iboi Luhu, they asked the following question. Mao Limkar Sefer Torah Yashan Likach Bo Chadosh. What's the halacha to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one? The basis of this question was that we're springboarding from the Mishnah on the previous page, which told us that sometimes you're allowed to sell a Kadosh item, a holy item, in order to buy something that's upgrading in its level of holiness. So that, for example, we were told on the previous daf on the top line, Sefarim lokchim Torah, you can sell scrolls of the prophets in order to amass money to purchase a Torah, a Sefer Torah, because a Sefer Torah is considered ma'alin bekodesh, a greater level of holiness. Our Gemara wants to know, if you own a Sefer Torah, though, is there any reason that you could possibly sell it for? The question at hand is, it's an old Sefer Torah. You want to sell it, presumably to someone who's comfortable using an old Sefer Torah. They're very happy to get that. But you want to take that money and buy a new one, a nicer one. Kevin de lo ma'ali le usur. Perhaps because it's not an upgrade, it's forbidden. Not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to buy a different Sefer Torah. It was only when you were upgrading that it was permitted. Odilma, or maybe, Kevin de leka le'iluye ilave, iluya acharina, since there is no other form of upgrade, shaper dummy, it perhaps is acceptable to do it. And the Gemara goes through some proofs. Let's drop down to a Tashema, which is about 12 lines up from the widest lines. The beginning of the line is Kevin de lo Efshar Shari, and then we begin. Tashema, come and hear a proof regarding this question of selling an old Sefer Torah to purchase a new one. De Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Lo Yimkar Odom Sefer Torah Yashon. Likach bo chadosh. A person should not sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. It seems to be a perfect match with our Shaila. And the Gemara answers that there's really a different consideration which Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was addressing, and therefore it does not apply to our Shaila. Hasa mishum pishiusa. That's because we're worried that something might fall out. If you sell a Sefer Torah with all good intent, but you don't purchase the new Sefer Torah right away, you first start commissioning someone to write it or something like that, we're not sure what's going to happen here. It could be that if there's any way for you to extricate yourself from the deal, you might need the money and you might be tempted to use the money for something else. And that's Pishiusa, and that would cause a fallout in the mitzvah. We only told you could sell it because you were going to buy a new one. Kiku amrinon, when I'm asking the shaila, the Gemara says, kigon diksiv umanach le'ifrukei mai. It's already a written Sefer Torah, and all that has to happen is I get the money in order to buy the Sefer Torah. So I want to know, can I sell the old one and right away purchase the new one? Tashema, come in here. De Omer Rav Yechonim Rishim Rav Meir, Ein Mochrin Sefer Torah, Ela Lilmo Torah Veliso Isha. A person is not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah except to study Torah or to get married. Shema Mina, the Gemara's initial reaction is, Torah B'Torah Shaper Domi, to exchange Torah for the sake of Torah. That seems to be okay. And the Gemara objects and says it's not a proof. Dilma shiny limud. That's only if you're exchanging the Torah in order to study Torah. Shehalimud mevi lidei maisa, because studying Torah brings to action, to implement that which the Torah represents. So you would be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. But selling a Torah for a different Torah, even though you feel it's an upgrade, it's a nicer Sefer Torah, it could be that that's not permitted. Isha Nami, and that's the reason that marriage is also permitted, selling a Sefer Torah in order to get married, is because of a pasuk, Lo Sahu V'ra'a Lo Sheves Yitzorah, because Hashem did not create this world for nothing. He created it that it should be populated. So that's such a heavyweight svara principle that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for it. Aval Torah b'Torah lo. But it could be that selling a Sefer Torah in order to purchase a different Sefer Torah, it could be that that's not permitted. So we have a principle over here that you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah just because. And the question, of course, is, so if a person does want to sell a Sefer Torah, under what circumstances may he do so? So the Mishneh Berurah in Kuf Nun Gimel mentions a concept that if a person purchased a Sefer Torah for the sake of selling it, or he collected a Sefer Torah as a chov in lieu of a debt payment, perhaps he loaned money to a shul, and the shul is now defunct and only has limited assets, so they give him the Sefer Torah instead of the $20,000 that they owe him, that he loaned them. So in such a case, either you purchased to sell or you received it as a debt payment, you're allowed to resell it. Another possibility that's suggested is that if the Sefer Torah has a ta'us, has an error that truly invalidates it, so this is a concept mentioned by the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Reish Ayin in Yoredeya, that perhaps such a mistake might take it out of its Kedushas Sefer Torah and might allow you to sell it to a different person or congregation that wants to use the Sefer Torah. This heter needs to be explored. It's not so clear that just because something got a ta'us, that it got a mistake, that it gets downgraded from Kedushas Sefer Torah, but it's certainly something worth exploring. The question at hand, though, gets greater because the Shulchan Aruch mentions that not only is there a prohibition to sell a Sefer Torah, but there's also a prohibition to sell Sfarim generally. Because we study Torah from Sfarim, so there's a famous Rosh that tells us that the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah in our time is fulfilled by acquiring Sfarim that we learn from. So there's actually a prohibition to sell Sfarim unless you have a specific heter, a specific reason as to why you're selling the Sfarim. The Mishneh Berurah mentions a very interesting heter, which he considers. He certainly makes it sound like it might work, doesn't take full responsibility for it, but the Mishneh Berurah suggests that if a person is selling Sfarim or a Sefer Torah, Lilmod Torah, in order to buy other Sfarim, which he finds more useful in his progression of Torah study. So the Mishneh Berurah says that might qualify in what our Gemara is describing as permissible as a reason to sell a Sefer Torah. In the words of the Mishneh Berurah, Tzarech Iyon, one should explore, Im mochrim Sefer Torah liknos Gemara uposkim uperushehen. If you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to acquire a Gemara or Shulchan Aruch type Sfarim, De'efsha lilmod below sfarim, because you can't learn if you don't have sfarim. Perhaps the Gemara originally was talking about a case where a person didn't have money to be able to sit and learn, so he wants to sell the Sefer Torah so that he has food on the table. But the Mishneh Berurah says there might be another application of selling a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah, where the person has the Sefer Torah, but he can't progress in his learning because he owns a Sefer Torah. He wants to buy Sfarim. And perhaps that would be a reason both to sell Sfarim and to sell a Sefer Torah. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.